branded station. Or, I mean, it was a Tony Hawk. I mean, it's less Faction Radio, the, like, skate extreme sports station that would play, you know, hip-hop and thrash, whatever, you know, whatever the fuck. And they replaced it with Guns N' Roses Radio. And that seems bad. That seems wrong. That seems like a... I mean, did they move it somewhere else? I don't think they did. Just temporarily replacing it or what? I mean, I know they split Faction apart into, like, Faction and Faction Talk for fucking that Australian dude that has his fucking show. Maybe that was them setting the table for this. I don't think Guns N' Roses has the catalog to have a station. I just don't think they have enough songs, right? I mean, like it's a marketing deal, you know, like there's gonna be a concert and then it's the band's 30th anniversary and they're going on tour and all this other shit. Like, it's totally like, this totally just seems like a marketing deal.
More GNRs coming up, but first one from an artist that inspired Guns N' Roses.
Oh yeah, great.
The Rolling Stones.
Yeah, okay, here's how you have a Guns N' Roses radio station, I guess. Guns N' Roses is really inspired by Windows 95, as it turns out. Start a band and put out an album and call it Use Your Illusion 3. I hear Tony Hawk's Demolition Radio. God damn it.
Appetite for Destruction turns 30. Slash on writing songs for the band's debut album.
You know, those were just like snapshots of a day in our lives kind of thing. You know, we jammed wherever we could find a room to get together and be able to play. I mean, Axel was always writing lyrics, and we put together a song here, a song there, or wherever we happened to lay our hat, you know, and then we'd go out and play them in front of these, you know, the Troubadour and the Roxy and stuff like that, the Whiskey.
Great. I don't want to listen to that much Guns N' Roses. I'm like bummed out that one of my presets has been fucking turned into Guns N' Roses.
I gotta
redo all these presets anyway, man. It's fucking. Step through the fucking channel lineup and see what changed. Great. You're home for 21 Pilots. Great. Here on the Pitbull station, everything is fine.
Woman in America can try a complimentary bottle. Get yours by texting SWEAT to 2020.
Lean Fire XT comes from the award-winning experts at Force Factor, and it's already a top-selling diet pill at GNC because it works. Don't settle for less. Get your complimentary bottle by texting SWEAT to 2020. If you burn too much fat, please decrease use of Lean Fire XT. That's SWEAT to 2020.
Samantha? Wow, your face is...
I know, my acne is completely
That's a really
gone.
Good sly Curly. Way to say, like, side effect.
You
hey, if you,
What's that?
Burn too much fat.
Acne treatment. Unlike other products, it uses
prescription-grade ingredients. Take less stuff.
But burn and dry out your skin?
That's what makes BioClarity so unique. It's blended with...
It works too well. If you're shitting, I mean, if it works, let's just leave it if it works too well. 15 years old, smoking and rolling limited time station they brought back. I forget if Yacht Rock is a year round thing.
Is on channel 71 and on the Sirius XM app. Argo, right across the street from Grayson, our brand new studio in the brand new Elvis Presley's Memphis complex. If you haven't been here, you've got to come see it. Go to Graceland.com to plan your trip. And
Graceland.
Hey, maybe I'll see you next month for Elvis Week.
Oh, I bet Elvis Week is a fucking big time here on the Elvis station. I'm gonna bring you to my oh, they got rid of the Garth station? I mean, it makes sense. Like, they started that station right when he put out, like, whatever fucking greatest hits, Walmart exclusive fucking dumb shit. So, like, they put that out and try to have a big marketing push, and then that's over, and then, all right, deal's up, station gone.
I am the Mighty Man Fred with your midday matinee at Little Steven's Underground Garage. The side time just now, courtesy of the Bee Gees. Or the flip side to their 45 New York mining disaster 1941. Inside you heard, I can't see nobody. Zucco got issued here stateside in May of 1967. Very old little Steven in the set, he was standing in the line of fire. That one included a brand new full-length soul
this
fire.
Guy. Kind of analytics they get back, like if they're able to pull, like I don't know if the radios send anything back, like I assume maybe not, I don't know, like who listens to what, How do they know to keep a Pearl Jam station running? Yeah, the radios are one way. Yeah, so I don't know. I guess they have their streaming service, and they would be able to extrapolate some data from that and say, like, oh, well, our internet audience listens to this stuff, so we can assume that... we can assume that X number of people in their cars listen to this, you know, whatever. Just the idea that there's still a Pearl Jam station just seems really weird to me. Margaritaville, that I get. I mean, I don't ever want to fucking listen to it. Tom Petty station.
Nobody does it better. Makes me feel sad for the rest.
Yeah. Sex. All right. On the new life.
Helping you to properly get ready for the return of dragons, excessively violent murder, and tits. Lots and lots of tits.
What?
With your breakdown, I'm Grant Random. Keep it an octave for more of the news you can't get from those lazy pricks at USA Today.
Sirius XM.
Dollar bills, leave your frills on here.
and satellite radio probably made a lot more sense when every single person didn't have the entirety of the internet in their pocket with them at all times, right? I mean, when it might have been hard to hear edgy, uncensored music on the go. Like an extremely novel situation. Like, oh man, I can pay. It's like HBO. You know how you can see naked people on HBO? This is like that for radio. Like, it's an easy concept. Like, oh, well, awesome. Like, actual radio sucks shit. So if they can have a ton of stations and custom, you know, like cater to a lot of different tastes that don't normally get served by regular radio, then of course, let's do it. And now, like, especially now that unlimited data plans are back, like that. So is this how this works? Like, every other song is a Guns N' Roses song, and then they're like, here's a song that we used to play on Faction. Sorry. Social distortion. Yes. Yeah, the iHeartRadio stuff. Like, those guys. Like, super in debt, too, is my understanding. The iHeartRadio stuff. Or do they just get sold? I don't know. Killing, but yeah, like this, yeah, like Faction was kind of the one station that would play punk. Now that you mention it. HD radio, yeah, this car is the first car I've had with HD radio, and it sucks. Turns out a higher quality stream of the same shitty radio is still shitty. Thankfully, the one reggae station is still intact.
Fuckers on the rise, what? We should put on motherfuckers on the rise. Under pressure but over the line. Stand up, hands up, close to the sky, by the shade of world
up. I don't know, I like the idea of the all these hip-hop stations, or the four hip-hop stations they have. You know, being able to hear mixed shows and some of these interviews and stuff like that, like, it's nice. Something that, you know, we never really got on the radio out here, that, you know, like, New York seemed to get a whole lot of. It's just like that style of radio. You walking like that cause you want me to look at them. You walking like that cause you want me to kill me. You walking like that cause you got a big old plan. Hey, everybody ain't that. I can use your booty as a dinner table. You got ass for days, boo coo. Go Cliff Dallas booty like Bob Jim Bob. This is a real thing. Girl, they call me.
a paper trail. Broke so many bills down that I'm shell shocked. I hell sold rocks by the mailbox. Gotta vibe, make a yo chick turn it neck. Gotta vibe, make a cougar wanna spend a check. Gotta vibe, make a.
You make me better.
Still no ska station, though, you know? What wave of ska? I mean, ideally you would have one channel per wave, but I would settle for one channel that is all-encompassing. Fifth wave ska. That's what I'm working on now. We're skipping over the fourth wave. It's not... Our shit is so extra. Our shit is so fucking next level. Thing is I, you know, like, you know, if they don't teach music in schools, if they don't say, hey, play an instrument, if they don't say, hey, I don't know, we got trumpets, I feel like you're never gonna see ska come back again. I feel like all the ska bands I knew of, like local ska bands, like people just say, fuck it, we're starting a ska band. It was all people who were like, well, I mean, I guess I know how to play a trumpet because they made me play one in high school. I had to play something. Yeah, I don't know. I chose a trombone because I thought it'd be funny. And, like, if they aren't teaching music in school that way anymore, then you're not going to see a ska band happen that way, because you're not going to see a bunch of kids that have, like, the ability to play a fucking instrument like that, like in a horn, you know, a horn section type thing. And they're not going to go like, oh, I, you know, some guy who learned how to play guitar because he wanted to, and then everyone else is like, well, I don't know, I got a sax. Yeah, I don't know, we got to, you know... I know how to play trumpet, and then they just form a horn section around it, and ska happens. When you have all the pieces together, ska will eventually just happen. Death metal band that plays a sax and a DS-10 at the same time. That sounds all right. But yeah, you know, like, I feel like a good... I feel like most of the people I knew that were in ska bands that played horns because they played them in high school. And they started those bands while they were still in high school and kind of just, they already knew how to play the instrument and kept going with it. And some of them eventually transitioned to, you know, playing bass or, you know, or whatever else, but... High school band director was awesome. Let's fuck around and school was out in the band room. My junior high band teacher was exactly that way. Every day after school, we would go hang out and just, you know, play. You know, he had a piano, so we'd fuck around on that a little bit too. And And yeah, he was great. I learned a lot about music from that guy, and in those 2 years in junior high. And then I got to high school, and the high school band teacher was a total fucking dick. Like, just a competitive asshole that was just, like, all about marching band and fucking, like, who's gonna be the first chair? All this other fucking horse shit that was just, like, not at all what I wanted to get out of music. Like, there was just, it just felt like there was zero actual interest in the music itself. And so I stopped going. I didn't even drop the class till like, the end of the year. I was finally like, okay, I guess otherwise I'm going to get these incompletes on my report card if I don't go in and drop this class. And I'd left my sax in the band room for that entire year, and I'd go in, like, the last day and get it and face the band teacher for, like, the first time in months. And, of course, he was an asshole about it. And I was just like, yeah, what if... By that point, I was less emotional about the whole thing. I was like, fucking whatever, man. You're such a fucking prick. But yeah, if it wasn't for the band teacher in junior high, I probably would not have ever felt like I wanted to make music or do anything like that. Like, I probably wouldn't have felt comfortable in a band. I don't know. Maybe not. And that's Tunnel Talk. I'll pause for a drink here. Okay. We had a chemistry teacher that married a former student and was dismissed for, I don't, you know, it was some kind of, I don't know, I don't think he actually molested any of the, I think he just was, I don't think he was even handsy, I think it was more that he was, like, saying a lot of stuff he shouldn't. after work today, I'm going to stop and buy some more plastic cases that I can fill full of DVDs. I mean, and by DVDs, I mean Xbox 360 games. Actually, maybe I'll buy a lot of those plastic cases and put all my PS3 stuff in there, too, and that'll be this sweet weekend project. Multiple weekends. Wait, the Garth Brooks channel's right here. Except it says they're playing Killer Queen by Queen, and that's not what this is. I'm very confused. Look at them boots.
Hearing all kinds of music at home.
My mom and dad started
XM mostly music. Oh, they probably.
So the older brothers, I think, influenced mom.
Maybe they changed up like well. Which stations are available for the different tiers of subscription.
Janis Joplin. My sister's pumping in Paul Revere and the Raiders. O.C. Smith, Long Black Limousine. My brothers are pumping in Free. They're bringing in some of the more eclectic groups, the New Guys, the Eagles.
New guys on the Eagles.
Then here comes everything from Bachman Turner Overdrive, Grand Funk Railroad, all the way back to the Kingston Trio. I mean, you got to talk about Otis Redding. All that music filled my house because we had eight of us in that house.
darkness, my old friend.
There is no darkness as dark as listening to the Garth Brooks Station.
Because a vision softly creeping.
Someone to give my love to. I believe, my love, that you're one of a kind. Oh, there's no one.
I'm starting to wonder if I should go back to going around the tunnel, because they're doing more construction out here. It's been a hassle.
Someone to give my love to.
I wonder what the Sirius subscription numbers are really like these days, and, like, what those people are listening to. Like, how many of them are, like, lifers at this point? Because they're just like, well, I'm a trucker, and I'm on the road a bunch, and I have not migrated to, like, I'm... It's like people who have a lot of time to fill with music, but maybe are not specific enough in their like of music to want to curate their own playlists and use their phone and you know, do all this internet shit. So, like, how many people fit in that bucket and are just gonna be with satellite radio forever? How many people are, like, Howard Stern fans that will never turn it off? Outlaw country. How many people just need outlaw country in their life? Honk. Hate honking. I'm full on tonking. Real jazz. Fuck that fake shit. It's the jazz stations you don't listen to, you know?
I love the Jabba Jabba, it loves me. coffee, tea, and a Java and me. A cup, a
Java.
Cup, a cup, a cup, a cup.
Make sure you update to the latest version of Java.
Boston beans, soy beans, green beans, cabbage and greens. I'm not keen upon a bean, unless it is the cheery, cheery bean, boy. I love coffee, I love tea, I love the Java Java, and it loves me. Coffee and the tea and the Java and me. A cup, a cup, a cup, a cup, a cup, yeah.
What?
I love Java, sweet and hot. Whoops, Mr. Moto, I'm a coffee pot. Shoot me the pot, not for me a shot. A cup, a cup, a cup,
yeah.
Oh, throw me that slug from the wonderful mug. I'll get a rug till I'm snug in the jug. Drop a nickel in a pot, Joe. I take my slow. Waiter, waiter, percolator. I love coffee, I love tea, I love the Java Java, and it loves me. Coffee, tea, and the Java and me.
Yeah.
A cup, a cup, a cup, a cup.
And the stinking food, the floggings and the lashing. And it's gone too far, it's gone too far. We talk and plan together, and I talk to you. Billy, Billy, boy, could you help us out a bit? There's 2030 in our plan, and we're walking the leader.
What do you mean?
Look at these kitties.
It's little pretty.
Why for me?
Quietly.
Did he just say, look at these titties? I was like half paying attention. I was like, wait a minute, what?
Show is presented by Progressive Insurance. Guests appear on the Shell Pennzoil Performance Line.
It is Friday, the Rosillo Show. Matt Berry, L. Duncan in for...
From Palm Springs, California, you're on Dope Day Sports. Hi, Howard.
Hey, hi, Linda. How are you?
Doing good. What's happening?
Good, good. You do a great job filling in on ESPN. I'm a big fan.
Eat a Brick with Tom Lehman.
It's very tough to be in your mid-30s, early 40s, and be wiped out when you are a celebrity. It's about putting money away and then being involved with investments. Floyd Mayweather. Floyd's going to end up being broke because he's opening up strip clubs and he's gambling every day.
This is JT the Brick with Tom Looney.
No debate!
On Fox Sports Sirius XM, Channel 83 and the Sirius XM app.
Fuck.
Items we need to stay safe and productive in the shop. Our local Fastenal store team keeps these critical supplies flowing, let alone on the world stage. And Octavio sense for us that he's going to come back here and he's going to be a Nick and we're going to sell tickets.
How much time it takes to do your research? It's time for you to check out.
Go to whartonhealth.com.
Fantasy football season is here. Sirius XM Fantasy Sports Radio will broadcast live from the National Fantasy Football Convention in Dallas.
National Fantasy
Some point
Football
you're
Convention.
You're going to see Chance Adams, their top pitching prospect in AAA. Maybe not quite just yet. But I don't think Brian Cashman wants to take away from his core of
fans and listeners are a fan of. And this is how it operates. There's a very short offseason. A lot of fans enjoy that racing is so long, which means decisions are going to be made during the season, and things are going to be talked about. Now, where this group...
Things are going to be talked about.
You know, players that I like, you know, the teams, and kind of root for them, but it's hard when the Flyers aren't in it.
Okay, so if you're ever walking South Boston at midnight, I was there in my hotel a year ago, so I can picture it.
Man, they'll be trying to do something that hasn't happened very much, winning on the web.com and the PGA Tour in back-to-back weeks.
Is unfortunate because I think the issues are fun to debate.
Right.
It is fun to debate, like.
Or some fat mom. Well, let's have pudding, Oreos, and marshmallows. When you wake up from that sugar coma, it'll be a brand new week.
Is that New York?
Oh, perfect. Comfortably while flying. You can also add a battery pack that's as tiny as.
You guys remember this one? Brother Pele's in the back, Sweet Cena's in the front, cruising down the freeway in the hot, hot sun. How bizarre. I bought it! On CD and cassette!
And that's my problem. I love music too much. We got some music fans out there?
No, music sucks. You know, it's all favorites. Bad.
It's like Garth Brooks or something? You surprised me again. You ever have this happening to you when you're jamming out to Clint Black or,
And he's asking questions. I tell him, Queen. What do you have to know? Chocolate, vanilla, you want stuff on it. Get out of the
But I'm crying, laughing, going, the hot dog isn't real, Chris. So what were you moving your hand around?
Retired New York City police officer at a gun club here in the city, and then I...
So you go to a gun club. Have you ever handled guns before?
Yeah, I've done a lot of weapons handling before.
I see. Do you enjoy that?
I do, yeah.
Are you scared by it? Are you a little petrified that you're handling something that's so dangerous?
Not really, because I've had a lot of experience. I've done many.
All right. I'm here. I'm going to go. I will see you later. Have a grand Friday.